Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's play a game called...
The game is called When Will Joel Embiid Next Play in an NBA Game for the Philadelphia 76ers? So he played five of the first, I don't know, eight or nine, and then hasn't played since. So, Rhea, when will Joel, just take a stab at it. No one has the answer. Sixers don't know the answer. Rhea, when? Give me a date. I'm going to write them all down.
Oh, you're giving me a date?
Well, I want a date.
Can I have, well, let me just, I need to pull up
the
schedule.
That's what I used to say to the gals in college, and they'd say no!
No.
No, I would never. I would never ask for a date. I was more just like a hookup at a party kind of guy, and then be like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's lovely.
James, that was our generation.
Oh, yeah, pal.
Right? I mean, the days of...
Well, you didn't have cell phones, you didn't have, you know, like all that. Your cell phones were just starting. It was like no Facebook. There was none of this finding people.
You just met,
and then it was over. It was like, see ya, have a nice life.
You didn't show up at someone's front door and be like, can I take you out?
No, and you certainly didn't send him a message online.
That's not the way my generation grew up. All right, Rhea, all jokes aside, give me a date. Right. When do you think Joel Embiid, and let's all write our date down.
Evil-hearted, Joe. When? You're evil-hearted.
January 5th.
January 5th.
Against Denver.
James, what do you got, bud?
I'm going to say Happy New Year, January 1st against Dallas.
All right.
When is their next, geez, do they have any big national games that are like the Christmas special?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
No, they're not on Christmas this year.
Yeah, December 4th, that's on NBA TV. They got Prime on December 19th at New York. They've got at Memphis on the 30th, December 30th, NBC.
What do you got, John? Just pick. Forget when they
pick a day.
Let's pick a day.
The Prime at Memphis was the 24th, you said?
30th.
Okay, let's go 30th.
All right, of December?
30th of December.
All right, I'm going to go before that. I'll go with the 17th of December. I mean, I don't know if they play that
they
night.
They don't play that day, John.
Yeah, well, the next game thereafter.
They play the 19th at New York.
Fair enough. I'll go 19.
That's a prime video
Look,
game.
Look, it's a mess. I mean, it's a mess.
I don't believe. But like, why does he have any motivation to come back?
No, I think he wants to play.
I'm thinking about like, okay, is it you know, he wants the most eyes on him, that sort of thing?
No, John, he can't answer the bell. He's not physically able to answer the bell. He tried. He played five games. He was only playing about 20 minutes. He couldn't continue to play. I mean, that's the heart of the matter. He can't play.
So what?
They're screwed. That's the they're screwed.
Even further?
No, essentially to try again. They're going to try again. That's where we're at.
Let's start with the Sixers. Is anyone playing tonight? And when was the last time Joel Embiid played? Does anyone remember that?
I think about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be even more moving forward. So no Embiid tonight. No Paul George tonight. Tyrese Maxey is going to play. No Oubre, Edgecombe, or Bona tonight either. Who is playing for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight? And if you had a guess right now, do we think we're going to see Embiid anytime soon? I don't.
What was it? The over-under, like the whole month of December?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, knee soreness. It's been a couple weeks. It's going to be a couple more. I mean, we're back to this portion of the schedule.
Very, very interesting. So we're going to have, what, Jerry McCain out there tonight, Quinn Grimes?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the frustrating part. I didn't expect big things this year. I don't think any of us thought
Dominique Barlow
championship. But like, there was a little bit of buzz after the first couple games, right? Yeah. Especially Edgecombe's first game. And unfortunately, it's just this cuts that out. I mean, it cuts any excitement out when there's nobody on the basketball court. I want them to be cautious with things. But why is Paul George not playing? Didn't he just come back?
He did, and they made a big deal about it.
Well, so I mean, I guess some people did. I didn't. But I'd at least rather see him on the court than not on the court if he's around. So the Sixers tonight are barely fielding a team.
Well, that Sixers game last night was really bad.
They were getting booed bad.
So, well, they should be. And oh, yeah. I think the other team had, I want to say something like 95 points with about 7 minutes left in the third. I mean, it was astounding. James, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good, man.
It was horrible.
felt like processed Sixers last night.
It did.
Yeah,
it did. It did. And it also felt like last year's Sixers to an extent. Like, now you're without certain guys.
Like March, April Sixers last year.
Like, you're headed back to 30 wins.
I think there were two opening day starters who were starting last
year. Just brutal. Let's listen to Nick Nurse after the game. This was a really, 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 really bad one. Here's the 76ers head coach after the game.
Everything was really out of whack, right? And can never really explain it, but you go through it, and like I said, a few times a season when just nothing goes right, and you know, just like I told the guys, this isn't, you know, we gotta be better. It's certainly not who we are out there tonight,
but it might be who they are. I mean, they're not going to be down 30 points or whatever the heck it was at whatever point of the game, but they might be really bad again. They might be really bad again, which is really unfortunate. It just stinks. So, Mike, here's the question. Will the Sixers make the playoffs this year, yes or no?
So I'm going to have to go be optimistic because I love all of these young guys and the way they run around and play. And I just believe Maxey can. I think the backcourt is enough that these guys will sneak into the playoffs.
Mike, Tom Cruise wants to say something to you.
The truth.
He's just not buying it. He's not. He heard the optimism.
So think,
is that what? Is that only when we go with the five guard offense?
I love the five guard offense.
I love it too, man.
Mike, I think they're in some trouble, man.
That's the best way they play. I don't like to see when they start to slow down when you try and go big.
Exactly. That's why you got to go five guard.
Oh my Lord!
And they don't score enough.
Right.
No.
Except in five guard.
And they were down by 97. They were down by 97 points in the third quarter last night.
Mike knows.
It's going to be hard for them to get into the playoffs, but I just.
It's going to be hard unless you go five guard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.